Well, we hope everybody's having a happy holiday season. Here we go with a Friday audio cast for this December 28th, 2007 from AFWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. When Steve Fawcett disappeared, as you might remember, thousands, tens of thousands, many of them AFWeb readers joined the search via Amazon.com's Mechanical Turk, a program that allows anyone with an internet connection to view satellite imagery of the search area. Some of those volunteers continued their efforts and developed new ideas on how to make this type of search more effective. The result was InternetSAR.org. Website founder Ken Barbalay spoke with AFWeb's Russ Niles about the organization and what they hope to accomplish.
Talking to Ken Barbalay, who's the driving force behind a new website called InternetSAR.org. You just need to explain a little bit about it, Ken.
InternetSAR.org got its start from what was learned from the effort for the Steve Fawcett search. It was a core group of users who did not want to lose all the information we had learned, and we were discussing it in the Google Earth community forums, what we thought needed to be changed, how we thought things should be run. And based on that, I founded InternetSAR.org and began building the website. Our mission is to assist search and rescue teams in analyzing aerial or satellite imagery for missing aircraft or other vessels.
So the Steve Fawcett search involved tens of thousands of people who essentially didn't know what they were doing. What did you learn from that search, and how are you going to improve it?
One of the most important factors that led to a great amount of frustration for the users and inhibited or prohibited users from really learning was a lack of feedback. They would submit their reports via Mechanical Turk, but never get any feedback as to what the outcome of that image was, what it really was, or what have you. So one of the most important things we've built into our new search effort is a feedback loop. When our user reports an image, that image is evaluated by a team of users who have proven themselves to have a good eye for detail and good logical thought processes. They will provide feedback on those. They'll submit their evaluation of each report, and the user that submitted that report can read all the evaluation. If the image gets passed up the line because it seems to be a good potential lead, it's then evaluated by what we call a senior evaluator, who is an imagery analyst as a profession. She then gives her feedback on that image, and if it is something that seems like a good probable lead, we'll pass it on the search team, and they are then also able to provide feedback to the user on that object. This helps the user really learn what it is they're looking at, and over time, we believe this will help them become better at analyzing the imagery.
We played a big role in getting the Mechanical Turk started for Steve Fawcett. One of the things that we found through the back door is that stuff was found by the overhead search, just not Steve Fawcett. Old wrecks, even airplanes on the ground where they weren't supposed to be, that sort of thing. How frustrating is it not to have that feedback?
It's exceedingly frustrating. If you read the forum threads over at Google Earth Community, and especially original Steve Fawcett there, that was probably the number one a complaint people had is, you know, they felt like they were reporting, but nobody was telling them what happened. You know, they'd think, geez, I have this really sure thing. Well, maybe it was a pair of trees that had fallen and crossed each other, and you end up in a cross shape on the ground by natural circumstances, but nobody ever told them what it was. And you could see it time and time again, people becoming so frustrated with that. And that resulted in people contacting the CAP and the Fawcett search team directly. It created a lot of white noise for search teams. Our hope is by providing a good feedback loop through the proper reporting channel, it gives the people the incentive and the assurance to report through the proper channels and keep the noise level down for search teams, as well as help them out to know that their report was getting looked at and exactly what happened to it.
There was a certain amount of pop culture involved in the Steve Fawcett search. What are you looking for in searchers as volunteers for your organization?
Really what we're looking for are people who want to help a search effort. You know, most of our searches, we hope, will be for the average pilot, you know, that we don't see the celebrity pilot being the, you know, a big focus of our search effort just by the nature that there's more average pilots than celebrity pilots. We hope that the people that participate take their time and have an eye for detail, you know, and willing to learn. We are working on developing, as the website develops, we'll develop tools to help teach people what to look at and learn how to evaluate. We hope to eventually have tests so people can go in and run practice runs and work with imagery and learn how to use it.
Okay, well, there's the family of an average pilot on Vancouver Island that's pinning some hope on your effort. You've restarted the Steve Fawcett search, but really your first new search is for Ron Boychuk, right?
That is correct. Ron Boychuk is our first new search where the search team came to us asking for assistance.
And is that how it's going to work? People will find you and ask you for help?
They'll find us and ask us for help, or if we learn of a search effort that's taking place, we will extend our hand offering assistance if they would like our help.
Okay, well, the Ron Boychuk search isn't going to be an easy one. I have some familiarity with the terrain. I live quite near where his plane may have gone down. How do you cope with things like extreme terrain and the weather? There's been 6 feet of snow in the area in the last 3 weeks.
Well, obviously, extreme weather conditions like snow can hamper our efforts if we don't get imagery before the snow flies. We are working with imagery that was taken before the beginning of December, so that imagery has very little snow, just a light dusting of snow in some areas. But there's no way we could take new imagery right now and work with that imagery. So once the imagery we have from before the snow is exhausted, we'll have to wait till spring when new imagery can be taken on bare ground. As far as extreme terrain and extreme conditions, really it's a matter of if it's a really extreme terrain, we just keep looking at the imagery again and again and again, because the more times you look at something and the more different people that look at something, the greater the odds are that if there is something there, somebody will spot it and draw our attention to it.
Okay, how can people join the effort?
Well, yesterday at this time, we only had 40 members, which were the core people that had hung over from the Steve Fawcett search. But as of this moment, we have probably right around 250 members because of the media attention that came about yesterday in the Vancouver area.
Is there any cost to the families of the people who are looking for lost relatives? Like, is there any direct cost that you have to charge them?
We are not charging anything to the families. Our long-term goal is that we never have to charge search teams for our efforts. We are hoping as we grow and once we become established as a nonprofit that we'll be able to fund our operations off of donations and corporate grants. This effort, all the web hosting is being funded out of my own pocket and the pocket of the individual that's helping me process the imagery. We're hosting this, all the imagery on our own servers. And if there were any costs, would have been to the acquisition of the imagery itself.
Okay, and if people want to make a donation, how do they do that?
Well, right now we do not have our nonprofit status. We literally just founded the site 1 month ago. We're hoping in the beginning, in the first quarter, to get ourselves incorporated as a nonprofit and then get our tax-exempt status. At that point in time, I think we'll be able to start accepting donations.
Well, good. People get a hold of you at internetsar.org. Okay, did I miss anything, Ken?
Just really like to encourage people to help with us and work out. I think this is a technology that has a great opportunity to really make a difference in people's lives.
That is Ken Barbalace with InternetSAR.org. Here at AvWeb Audio, we want to thank you for your support in 2007. Hope you'll stay with us in 2008. And we think you should make your New Year's resolution to check out some of our sister publications, IFR Magazine at www.ifr-magazine.com. Aviation Safety at aviationsafetymagazine.com and Aviation Consumer, of course, at aviationconsumer.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year.